Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Grace.
Hi.
Yeah, Thomas here.
I
Just got a missed call from you.
someone answered the phone.
Yeah, some might have answered the phone, but now I got the missed call as well, so I thought that was you because I was expecting a call, so I'd give you a call back myself.
Okay. Hi, Thomas. I'm Danielle. I'm Grace's daughter.
How's it going? How are you?
It's going. How are you?
Very good, very good. Thanks for asking. How can I help?
No problem. So I had a question. She was telling me about the website packages. And I was wondering, do the package, the particular package you guys are talking about, the professional web package, does it
Yeah.
come with the web design and hosting? I'm saying, does it come with the domain and the hosting?
No, that doesn't come with the domain and hosting. You would have to purchase that separately. Usually clients provide us that because that's the first thing that the clients do once they
I'm sorry.
starting up a new business. Yeah, you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry. You said, what website do you recommend? Did you say, what did you say?
No, I didn't recommend anything. What I said that was that the domain and hosting is not the part of this package. It is actually not the part of any package. Why? Because that is something that the client purchased themselves, because there are a lot of third-party companies who provide the hosting and domain. We also provide that, but the domain usually, if I tell you, the domain usually costs around like $9.99. You can check with GoDaddy. Are you familiar with them?
I am familiar with GoDaddy.
Yeah, so you can separately get to the domain with them, and that might gonna cost you around like $9 per year. So that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, and I think the Bluehost, the Blue is like
Yeah, Blue.
99 a month or something.
We are actually partners with Bluehost, and we normally like our whatever packages that we offer. Like once the client needs the hosting from us, then we offer them Bluehost. So we are in kind of affiliation with them, so that's why.
Okay. And then another question I had was, if she ever wanted to make edits, do she have access to do that on the back end, or is there a separate package to keep up with those things? So, like, if she wants to change her page or her pictures or anything of that nature, like, what does that process look like?
Well, yeah, if you see other packages, especially the Silver website package, there is anything included in it that is called content management system. Are you on my website, by the way?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. I want you to go to the Silver website package, please.
I'm there.
Okay, if you scroll down a bit, then you'll see content management system.
Yes.
Okay, so content management system is something that we have built in-house software, and that is called CMS. So once the website is ready, we'll teach you how to use the CMS to update or manage the website all on your own. So let's say once the website is ready, we will hand you over the complete ownership rights and also the complete back-end control of the website. And also we teach you a very simple way of adding or deleting the content, such as pictures and videos and pages. You can simply drag and drop or copy paste at the back end to make these changes. And I'm sure like if you think like you guys cannot use that software, so that's why we give you free teaching and we teach you that how to use this. And if I'm using the word easy, but just like ABC, super easy.
Okay.
So if we come to the pricing for it, let's say you need this, but you don't want to purchase a Silver website package because that is useless for you guys. Why it's useless? Because it's an e-commerce package. Your website is not
Yeah.
e-commerce, not selling anything. So
No.
what I can do is I can add the additional feature to the professional website package, but the price will go from 200 to 400 because that is going to cost you additional 200 to getting the complete back-end control of the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this allows 5 pages, 5 stock images, 3 banner designs. What is the one J. Curry slider banner?
J. Curry slider banner is usually on the home pages of the website. Sliding banner means like it's a sliding banner. Like once you go on normal websites to shop around, like in e-commerce stores, there are websites with sliding banners. Like once you see a picture, it automatically... Yeah, it automatically slides after a couple of seconds. Then you see another picture or any other typography or anything. So it can be customized based on your needs.
Okay. And then, I'm sorry, I think my last question is W3C certified. What is that?
That is actually certification of the HTML. Like your website will be certified. And it's not just like something, usually you visit websites, it's harmful. So it is something like we give you and make you the access to the internet. If you doesn't have the HTML certification, the website can never go live. So that's why it is related with your web browsers, like clients' web browsers, so they can definitely go ahead and view the website if they have, if you guys have to install the certification on the back end. So that is so W3C certification is included in every package, because if it's not there, there's no point of getting the website.
Got you. Okay, so just so I'm clear, we purchased the domain originally.
You did,
and then
okay.
You want, yeah, I'm sorry, say that again?
Yeah, you did. Okay, that's okay.
Okay, so we are supposed to purchase our domains originally first, mm-hmm. And then after we purchase our domain, you once you get to the port where we need hosting, you will set up our Bluehost for us on your end.
Yes, we will host it from our end if you want to, or otherwise, you whatever hosting company that you have, that is Bluehost, you can go ahead and purchase the hosting server from them as well. That is going to be totally your decision. If you want to do it with us, you can. Otherwise, you can stay with your company.
Okay.
And sorry about the price for the CMS. It's not going to cost you additional $200. It's going to cost you $149. I just saw the promotion.
Yeah, okay.
There's
okay.
A promotion on it going on, so you're saving another 50.
So she's looking at 350 plus checks.
Well, definitely, yes.
If you're going to need that. I mean, how else are you going to update your...
So I'll get this package for $199.
Right.
Plus,
yes.
I will need that, you said?
Yeah, I mean, because, like, how are you going to make edits to your site and stuff? Like, are you going to just keep it the way that it is forever?
No, probably not.
So if she doesn't choose to get the package where she owns it,
mm-hmm.
If she ever wants to make changes, she then have to come and pay something separate to make changes?
Yeah, if you have the access to the CMS, you can absolutely go ahead and make any changes to the website yourself. You won't be having issues with that.
Well, no, I mean, if she didn't want access to it, let's say in, like, 3 months, she doesn't purchase the CMS today,
mm-hmm.
And let's say in 3 months she wanted to make changes to her site,
mm-hmm.
Do she then just call you guys and pay an extra fee to make changes?
No. Well, that depends. I told her already, like, if she needs some, like, little modifications, like if you need to, like, change the content or change the picture, but if you need to change the whole page, that then she have to pay additional for per hour charge, like to the developer. But if you have the CMS access, you can literally do anything with the website. But yeah, there are like minor modifications which are included for free of cost, whether if you have CMS, if you don't have it, that's totally fine. If there's any minor modifications, you can ask us anytime you want. We'll fix it for you.
Okay.
Got you. Okay.
I will need to get it, right? You think I should get it?
I mean, it's up to you.
I mean, if I didn't get it, let me ask you this. If I go ahead and just pay for it right now, and if I didn't get the CMS right now, can I at a later point decide that I want it?
That's kind of a tricky question. Well, this is possible. Like, we haven't done this ever in the past because the client who wants to purchase CMS, they purchase it right away with the package because they're getting a deal. just like you're getting a deal, like you're getting the package already in the cost of startup website. So if I were at your place, I would have definitely taken that. But if that is your concern, I think like this is possible, like you can purchase the CMS later.
Okay, and I'm sorry, my last question, I don't mean to be annoying, but if
Please.
She purchased the CMS, will you guys still do minor alterations?
Oh, obviously, why not? Definitely.
Okay.
Like, you're our client. It's nothing like you're paying a one-time cost to us, and after the website is done, then boom, we are lost. It's nothing like that. My team will definitely stay with you because we focus on the bigger picture. It's not just about making 200 bucks here. We're talking about bigger business. Like, in future, if you're happy with our services, then we would love to welcome you on board with any other service, just like market your business, bring you more clients in, or if you have any other website you need, if you need branding, if you need printed business cards, printed letterheads. So there are a lot of services that we offer, not just the website. So we focus on that. You understand what I'm talking about?
I absolutely do. I appreciate your your answers. Sorry.
Sure.
Okay. I'll give you back to Grace, and I'll go get you.
Okay. Now, I do have one minute, Daniel, before you leave. Thomas, I do have I spoke to you about I had a logo that I wanted to use.
Mm-hmm.
How would I go about that?
Okay. So there's a process that we follow, Grace. So once you guys are on board, after that, as I said, you will be connected to the team, and we'll send you just one for the website.
Okay.
And the website questionnaire would look like, let me show you an example real quick. Okay. I sent you a link. Can you click on it?
Okay.
So the website questionnaire would look like this. So once you type in your full name, your active email address, your phone number, then your business information, then the project outline. That will ask you a couple of questions. That is for the team. That will go directly to the team once you fill that out. So the question is, like, what website do you need? Like, what's the target audience? What your competitors are? And some, like, different details. Then upload your logo. Do you see that option? Just scroll down a bit.
Do you see it, Daniel?
I'm looking
in the project outline section.
Project outline? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the last two options are upload your logo, or if you have a PDF file or any other PDF document that you need to share with us, then you can just like choose that file and upload it. And if you have a logo, you said, you can just choose that file and upload the logo on this form. And then just fill out the rest of the form, and that's it. Then you submit, and that form will be sent to us. And my team will do some research based on your given instructions in this form. And based on that provided instructions, the website will be designed.
Okay. All right. That works.
Perfect. So I want you to, how about this? Yeah, once we hang up, once you guys are on board, I'll create your account right away, and I'll schedule a call with you tomorrow first thing in the morning because we're working tomorrow because, there's a lot of work in our table right now because we are going to Christmas holidays very soon, so we need to finish on and meet some deadlines. So we are working on Saturday. So can we talk again tomorrow, like you with your team?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sweet, sweet. Okay, for tomorrow first thing in the morning, probably around 9 to 10, I will schedule a call.
Remember that there's a different time zone here. So.
Okay. Let me tell you based on your time zone. You're in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically it's going to be around 8.
Let's make it 9 here.
9 your time. All right. I'll schedule a call. Otherwise, if you're busy at that point, your project manager will send you an email as well. And please share your email with me in the chat, your active email.
Here. Okay, let me do that right.
Thank you, Grace.
Okay. Yes, let me do that right now. Hold on. Whoops.
Sweet. Thanks a lot, Grace. And your last name, please. Gotcha. All right. So the package, it's here. All right. I'm sending the details of the package in the chat as well. So because once the chat is ended,
okay,
you'll get a copy of it in your email automatically. So that's why I'm mentioning this in the chat. Okay, one last question. There's an additional thing which is required in this, not required, which is mentioned in this package, which is mobile responsiveness. Mobile responsiveness means like your website, like how it's going to look in your desktop PC. If it's mobile responsive,
okay,
the website would look exactly same in the mobile phones as well, if somebody is visiting your website from a mobile phone. If website is not mobile responsive, it's going to look a lot different, might be glitchy. And this feature is additionally for $99. But as you guys are adding the CMS already for $149, I would only ask you for $50 additional. If you can pay that, I will add the mobile responsiveness to the package. If not, then we can definitely proceed without it. That's totally your call.
Well, I'm not going to get on the site on my phone at all. So I don't.
No, it's not about you. It's not about you, hon. It's about your clients who is going to visit your website.
It's about what they see.
It's about your clients. Like, yeah, who's going to visit your website. That's for them, not for you. So if they visit from their mobile devices, so if the website is mobile responsive, it's going to perform exactly like the same. If not, then it might be glitchy. But on desktop PC, it's going to be amazing.
Okay, I have to think about, do I have to have that answer right now?
No, that's all right. I want, because I'm giving you discounts already, that's why I ask you this. It's just $50. If you can make it, please do, because that's helpful. It's a useful feature.
Okay.
Let me give you a total. Let me give you a total so you can then decide. All right? Give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right, so $199 for the package itself, $149 for CMS, then $50 for mobile responsive. That's going to cost you $398.
Okay.
In total. And I'm about to, like, mention everything in this chat, so let me know.
Say that again?
I'm about to mention, like, the features in this chat, so let me know if you want to add that. The total would be $349, inclusive of the mobile responsive. If you remove that, that will cost you $299.
It'll be $290. Okay. Okay, wait a minute. If it's
Sorry. $349 without
okay.
mobile responsiveness. If you add mobile responsiveness, it's $399. Sorry, miscalculation. My bad.
Now, in mobile responsiveness, do what exactly?
Okay, once again, mobile responsiveness means if the website is mobile responsive, let's say if the website is mobile responsive, so once, if I am your client, I use your website from mobile device, from my mobile phone, from an iPhone, if the website is mobile responsive, I will see the best beautiful website on my phone screen. It's going to be aligned properly. Everything would look good. The pictures are aligned properly. If the website is not mobile responsive, and again, I accessed your website through my iPhone, it's not going to perform as good as it performs on the desktop PC. So what does that mean?
Okay.
It refers to whether a website is optimized to be functional or aesthetically pleasing on device on different sizes.
Right.
This,
right. Hold on 1 second.
All right. You can ask your daughter
as well
if you want to. Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Okay, she can't come. Now, when is the money due for all of this?
It is due today because I already told you it's discounts, Grace. I would suggest, like, to be very honest, like, being as your friend, I would suggest you take it. Because by the end of the day, it's costing you, $149 plus $50 plus $199. It's costing you $398. And what $398 exactly is, you know that. It's the actual cost of the professional website package. Right?
Okay. All right.
And consider your budget. Like, I'm your partner here. Like, I'll be helping you out throughout the project. And I already told you in the start, I'm not here for the money. I'm here for the satisfaction and a better business. So what you're getting is you're getting like the whole package with these two additional features, with major feature CMS, second major feature mobile responsiveness. Also, business cards, letterheads, envelopes also are coming with this. So it's a very good deal for today. Just like don't think a lot.
How many business cards?
Not how many, it's a design of your business cards. We will design the business card to you. You like it, then we send you the high-resolution printable file formats for it so you can use that file to print those business cards.
Got you. Okay. All right. I'll go with it.
Thanks a lot for understanding, Grace. Okay, so creating your account now, I have your first and last name, email address, phone number. The business name is not required right now. You can fill that out in the form. Just let me know how would you like to pay, is it a credit card or a debit card?
It's a credit card.
Do you have any middle initial in your name on your card, or it's just Grace Watson?
It is. It's A.
Yeah, it's an alpha. All right, so Visa, Master, Amex, or Discover?
I'll put it in there so you can see it.
Thanks a lot, Grace. So is a Visa, Master, Amex, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Let me have the number starting from 4.
4147-1814-1700-9358.
Thank you. What's the expiration on it?
10/26.
And what's the security code behind it?
It is 388.
388. Okay. To apply the discounted coupon that we have discussed, I need your billing zip code, or you can simply write down your billing address in the chat for me.
Did you want the billing zip code or you want the address?
You can provide us the whole address for the accounts.
That is just crazy.
Oh, I'm good, Grandpa.
Okay, thank you, Grace. Just a moment.
No problem.
One more moment. Okay, Grace, I'm about to transfer this information to the billing department. I'm not sure they're still there or not, but let me quickly check with them. And I've created your account already. Only the payment is left. So the total is $398. Do you authorize Orbit Design Agency to charge you that?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. I'm going to put you in a brief hold till I connect with the billing department. I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Thank you. If we're staying online, Grace, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Beautiful. All right, so the payment went successful, and we welcome you aboard. All right, so the next step is that I'm scheduling a phone call because none of the project managers are here. So the link is again shared with you in the chat. If you can fill that out overnight, you can. Otherwise, if you want to wait for a project manager to get in touch with you and also guide you with this form, you can wait till tomorrow morning.
Okay. Send that link to my email, though.
Also, absolutely. Just give me 1 second. Stay on the line, so I'll make sure that you receive the link. Welcome on board. ODA. Hi, Grace. Please click the below link to fill the questionnaire. Okay, I'm hyperlinking the click here option. So if you click on that click here button, you'll redirect to that link, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect, just a moment. Could you please check your email if you received it?
Not yet. Let me see. No, not yet.
Yeah, just give it a second. Oh, it says address not found. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to confirm your email address. I'm going to confirm your email address once again. That is A as in apple, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, Y as in yellow, M as in Mary, A as in alpha, Y as in...
Hold on. One minute. I want you to start that over. Hold on.
Sure.
One second. Let me just make sure. Okay, go ahead.
All right, again, that is A as in alpha, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, Y as in yellow, M as in Mary, A as in alpha, Y as in yellow, Z as in Zulu, S as in Sierra, E as in Echo, R as in Romeo, V as in Victor, I as in India, C as in Charlie, E as in Echo.
@gmail.com.
That's correct. But still, I think, like, this email is not in use. So, let's do one thing. Thomas@orbitsdesignagency.com. Yeah, I know. Well, it's my email says that address not found.
A-N-Y-M-A-Y-C-S-E-R-C-I-C. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Put an S at the end of the E.
Services, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, understood. Just a moment. How come the payment went through with this incorrect email address, I wonder? Okay, if there's any glitches, like if, let's say, the payment doesn't go through, so we'll let you know tomorrow. Just because of the incorrect email address. That can happen. I'm not sure that will, but let's see. Okay, I'm forwarding that email to your email. One second. I'll resend it. Let me know if you receive it.
I have it.
You have it? Or okay, beautiful. You got it.
Yes.
All right, so I think like that's it for now. I'll be driving tonight, so it's 6 already, and I'm glad that we finished off this phone call exactly at 6. So I thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for trusting in us, and we'll definitely give you the best work that you can imagine. So let's hope. Talk to you tomorrow morning, and not me. Your project manager will reach out to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, great. Sounds good. Thank you, Thomas.
No worries, Ms. Watts. You have a good evening. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.